231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What are they gonna say now? Philadelphia Eagles passed their hardest test of the season to defeat the Baltimore Ravens 24-19 and officially cement themselves as Super Bowl contenders. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow over at the Philly Pod on all social media platforms. I hope you guys enjoyed your holidays, had a great Thanksgiving with your family, got some shopping done, got to end the weekend on a high note with a Philadelphia Eagles victory. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, wherever else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. The Eagles are now winners of 8 straight. They improved to 10-2 on the season, still behind the Detroit Lions for that number one seed. No thanks to the Chicago Bears and Matt Eberflus not calling timeouts and Caleb Williams trying to audible, wasting 30 seconds, whatever that situation was on Thanksgiving Day. Some of the worst clock management I've ever seen in a to end a football game. That was crazy. But the Bears couldn't do us any favors. So we're all going to be Packers fans this coming Thursday and hope that they can defeat the Lions and the Eagles can control their own destiny for the number one seed. But we'll talk about that later on, because what a defensive performance the Eagles put forward against Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and the most prolific offense in the NFL. The Ravens came into this game with the number one offense, averaging over 425 yards per game. And Vic Fangio wasn't having any of that. The Eagles weren't having any of that. They out-physicaled Derrick Henry and that Baltimore Ravens offense. On paper, Derrick Henry had a nice game, 19 carries for 82 yards, but those 82 yards were well shy of his 110-yard average that he puts forth on a weekly basis. And he didn't score in a game for just the second time this season. And of course, the highlight that we will all be playing and showing our children and someday our grandchildren, the Cooper DeShean tackle on Derrick Henry late in that game. Derrick Henry weighs 247 pounds, people. 250 pounds of solid muscle, that man is. And 198-pound Cooper DeShean comes in and picks him up and puts him in the dirt. I couldn't believe the sight of Cooper DeShean making the tackle by himself and having this man airborne and put in the ground. It is something that we wouldn't have seen last season. I couldn't imagine what Avante Maddox would have done in that similar position. Avante Maddox should no longer see the field. He played 2 snaps yesterday, and it was 2 of the worst results you could have asked for. But Cooper DeShean, man, I don't have anything to say about this guy that we haven't already said. He is just that great of an impact that he should have been playing since week one. And if you asked me, the defensive rookie of the year race is in the Eagles secondary between Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeShean. Quinyon, nice tackle on Mark Andrews yesterday. Again, didn't get the ball thrown his way very much. Continues to be sticky in coverage. Coming into this week, the Ravens were averaging the second most offensive points per game at 29.9. And like I mentioned, they were leading the league in yards. They ended with just 372 yards on offense. And that was before the 70-yard garbage time drive that Lamar Jackson ran for and all of this. So that score, 24-19, really was 24-12. But the Eagles played soft to end that game to just get the game over with. The Eagles held Lamar Jackson to his fourth lowest passer rating this season. And the Ravens came into this weekend with the number one red scoring offense. They went just 2 for 5 against the Eagles on Sunday afternoon. Vic Fangio continuously preaches physicality each and every week, and this week it was on display more than ever. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was laying big hits. Jalen Carter, even while being held every single play, getting in the backfield, blowing up plays. Milton Williams getting physical. Cooper DeJean flying around. Even Reed Blankenship, before he had to leave the game, he was making his impact felt as well. After giving up 9 points and 133 yards on the first two drives, because we were like, oh man, the Ravens are moving at will here. But this is similar to the Rams game, how they were moving at will and Fangio adjusts. The Ravens did the same thing. 9 points, 133 yards on the first two drives. But then the Eagles defense adjusted and only allowed 3 points and 166 yards on the next eight drives. The Eagles frustrated the Ravens offense. The Ravens offense couldn't get into a rhythm, a lot of three and outs. Zay Flowers, after a productive first couple drives, he was frustrated. Jalen Carter blew him up in the backfield in the red zone. And Lamar Jackson just couldn't find a lot. And they rely on Derrick Henry for the situations where the receivers aren't helping out Lamar. And Derrick Henry couldn't find much in that run game. To put into perspective just how dominant this Eagles defense is, the Ravens averaged 29.5 points per game. The Commanders averaged 29 points per game. The Bengals averaged 28 points per game. All top five offenses. Top seven, top five. I'm not sure after this weekend. The Eagles held all of those teams to under 20 points. Every single one of those teams, none of them could score 20 points on Vic Fangio's defense. That is how good Vic Fangio has this defense playing. Jalen Carter, it probably would be a short conversation, but he deserves some Defensive Player of the Year conversation. This man is getting held on every single play. He missed just one snap yesterday. He came out for the final play. He had 3 tackles for loss that led the team. He had 2 quarterback hits. He had a sack, multiple pressures, multiple hurries. This man, while being held and damn near tackled on every single play, continues to make an impact. He is Aaron Donald-esque. That play where he blew up Zay Flowers, I don't think Zay Flowers even knew what was happening, and Jalen Carter was already in his face, and Zay tried to like get up and run and say he wasn't down and all that. At this point, you can't stop Jalen Carter. You can only hope to contain him, and even then, it's a pipe dream to contain Jalen Carter. Vic Fangio has done wonders with him. His conditioning is no longer a concern. Jalen Carter is chasing down. I think he caught like Mark Andrews from behind on the final drive, so his stamina is not an issue. His conditioning is not an issue. Jalen Carter is playing stellar football. Speaking of stellar football, Zach Bond. Again, running out of words to say about this guy. He continues his all-pro season, 13 tackles leading the team, 2 pressures, a quarterback hit, a tackle for loss. He shared a sack with Jalix Hunt. He tackled Derrick Henry behind the line of scrimmage on a 3rd and 2 to force a 4th and 6 punt. Zach Bond, an Eagles linebacker, got into the backfield to stop Derrick Henry and force the Ravens offense to come off the field. That late sack with Jalix Hunt on 3rd down pushed the Ravens out of field goal range. I mean, they were still in field goal range, optimal field goal range. Justin Tucker missed the 47-yarder, so he forced the Ravens out of an easier field goal, and Justin Tucker missed that one. I don't want to say they're dragging their feet, but how that check you have made out to Zach Bond that's just sitting on your office, you better go to his locker. Leave it in his locker today. I've said it on the show multiple times. Everybody is saying it to this point. That bag is getting bigger by the day. Zach Bond is somebody is going to pay that man a lot of money in the offseason, and I pray it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Nolan Smith in his first game without Brandon Graham, 81% of the snaps that led all edge rushers. He had 8 tackles, 3 pressures, and a sack. Nolan Smith is up to 4.5 sacks in 12 games this season. He only had 1 in 17 games as a rookie last year. Nolan Smith stepping up. Vic Fangio said that Nolan Smith will likely be the guy to see the biggest uptick in usage with Brandon Graham out. That reigned true yesterday with Nolan Smith. And I'm impressed with the guy. He's undersized, and a lot of people were saying some things about Nolan Smith, and we don't know if he can play in the NFL earlier in the year. Boy, has he come on. I want to give a shout out to Tristan McCollum, who after Reed Blankenship came out, broke up a 4th and 8 pass in the fourth quarter, intended for Zay Flowers. You probably could have picked it off, but I think it was better for field position if you just bat it down. So I don't know if it was intentional or not, but Tristan McCollum breaking up that pass. He showed up last week. Tristan McCollum showing up again this week. He's ready for the moment if Reed Blankenship can't play this week. I'm confident in a Tristan McCollum, CJ Gardner-Johnson safety tandem if Reed Blankenship can't go next week. Tristan McCollum has shown a lot of flashes in the times that he's been getting, and he's not shying away. This next man up mentality, we say a lot of the time. No, this Sirianni and these coordinators have this team prepared. I said it in the past about the offensive line, how Tyler Steen and these boys are ready when somebody goes down. That is true for the secondary as well. Isaiah Rogers in place of Darius Slay. And now Tristan McCollum in place of Reed Blankenship. No, everybody is prepared when they come into the game. That is a testament to coaching. Can't stress that enough, how amazing that is for players to come in and the team doesn't miss a beat. Unless you're Avante Maddox, who's committing penalties on the one snap that he gets every single time. I can't understand why they're playing Avante Maddox. Keep that man off the field.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Offensively, we knew it was all going to happen. It was only a matter of time before Saquon Barkley broke one. I felt like, even as an Eagles fan, I felt like Saquon was more likely to break one than Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry was bottled up a lot, and so was Saquon. Both guys were shout out to both defensive coordinators for really game planning against those guys and making sure they didn't get beat. But man, the Eagles offensive line, they wear you down, and Saquon knocks you out later in the game. He wore down the number one rush defense in the NFL. Saquon Barkley became the first player to rush for 100 yards against the Ravens this season. 107 yards on 23 carries. Broke free for the 25-yard run to give the Eagles a two-possession lead with 8 minutes left in the game. That is a dagger. When you talk about daggers and plays that just take the wind out of your sails on defense, that is what Saquon Barkley did yesterday. And if it wasn't for Josh Allen, who admittedly is MVP right now. This man threw a touchdown, ran a touchdown, caught a touchdown yesterday. Josh Allen is MVP, but man, if it wasn't for him, Saquon would be the leader for that award. It's between those two right now, with Lamar losing yesterday. And man, you need Josh Allen to slow down a little bit, but Josh Allen is playing like a man possessed, and he just got engaged, so he's even more motivated now. So this is the year of Josh Allen. So that's sad for Saquon, but Josh Allen is probably on his way to MVP. And Saquon sealed the deal against Derrick Henry yesterday for offensive play of the year, I believe. So good on Saquon Barkley on that front. Jalen Hurts, not the flashiest game for Jalen Hurts. 11 for 19 passing, 118 yards, one touchdown through the air, one on the ground, 93.8 passer rating. But the key factor here, still no turnovers. Jalen Hurts still protecting the football, and as long as you do that, you will always have a chance to win games. It was a cold start for Jalen. He started 1 for 5 on his first three drives, but over the next three drives, 8 for 9, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So as Jalen Hurts always does, he adjusts, he cleans it up, leads this offense into the red zone, and lets Saquon Barkley take it from there. I just want to say, on the record, Jalen Hurts has now beaten Lamar Jackson Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow over the last 2 years, the poster boys of the NFL, minus Lamar. Joe Burrow, Mahomes are really the two poster boys that the NFL tries to push all the time. But Jalen Hurts has beaten all the elites over the past two seasons. I know he lost to Mahomes in the Super Bowl, but Hurts arguably outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Can't say much about Jalen Hurts anymore. You can't say much. He has the highest win percentage in the NFL since becoming a starter. 35-9. It's better than Mahomes, Allen, all those guys. He's beaten all four of them over the last 2 years. Can't say much about Jalen now at this point. Can't do it. You can't do it. A.J. Brown led the Eagles in targets six targets. He caught five catches for a team-high 66 receiving yards. Four of those catches went for first downs. The offense was very much going through A.J. Brown to start this game. No targets in the second half. It very much became ground and pound in the second half. But A.J. did his part. He said last week about adjusting into a run-first offense, and he has to capitalize on his opportunities. If I only catch three passes, all three of them have to go for touchdowns. All four of his five catches went for first downs. So good on A.J. Brown for that. Dallas Goedert stepped up in the absence of Devontae Smith. Three catches, 35 yards, and a touchdown. He did suffer an injury yesterday, but Jeff McClain reports that he avoided serious knee injury. There is more testing to come today, but Dallas Goedert appears to only have suffered a sprain. So thank goodness. If I'm the Eagles, I'm looking at tight ends this summer. We'll talk about that when the time comes. I'm surprised they didn't take one. I'm surprised they didn't take one last draft. You certainly have to start looking at one this draft. As good as Calcaterra has looked, it's time to start looking beyond Dallas Goedert. Not that he's not good anymore, but the injuries are starting to pile up, and Dallas Goedert is toeing the line of unreliable as far as injuries go. But good to hear that he is okay and only suffered a sprain, so we'll keep an eye on that as the week progresses. I do want to give a quick shout-out to special teams, Braden Mann specifically. Five punts Braden Mann had downed inside the 20-yard line yesterday. Two of those punts were down inside the 10. Punters don't get a lot of praise for obvious reasons, but he deserves some for what he did yesterday. When the Eagles' offense was stalling, Braden Mann made sure they gave the Ravens a long field to make it as difficult as possible for them. Good job, Braden Mann. Also, good job, Justin Tucker, who missed three kicks yesterday. The legend of Justin Tucker has fallen this season. I loved the guy. He's not the same anymore. They all got to come back down to reality eventually. They all have to do it. And it's been a strange year for kickers. Justin Tucker missed two field goals yesterday and a missed extra point. So good on the Eagles defense for forcing them into field goal situations. And Justin Tucker just couldn't come through. And that makes it harder on the offense when you're not able to get 3 points. You have to start going for it on fourth down. You start to overthink it because my kicker's struggling. Now I got to do all this on fourth down. And Harbaugh's an aggressive coach anyway, but it definitely put the Ravens in difficult positions. And lastly, Nick Sirianni is now the eighth coach in head coach history to start 10-2 or better in three straight years. The other names, Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, Tony Dungy, Mike Shanahan, Mike Ditka, John Madden, Curly Lambeau. You want to talk about elite company? And we were saying some, myself included, saying some wild things about Nick Sirianni to start the year, because like a lot of shit was happening. Like he was like shouting at fans and questionable coaching, and he's cleaned a lot of that up. If you told me Sirianni was going to start 10-2, we wouldn't have any complaints. We wouldn't have any complaints. Amazing stuff from our head coach. Amazing things from Vic Fangio and the level he has his defense playing right now. And the offense is just doing its job. The Eagles' identity is becoming running the football, and we're just going to make them pay on defense. We're going to be a defense-oriented team that runs the football. And Jalen Hurts just essentially has to manage the game and not make mistakes, and he has done that to this point. And if they keep playing like this, a Super Bowl could be in their future. And we still obviously have the rest of the regular season to get through. We have to hope some teams do us a favor in regards to the Lions, and the Vikings would have to lose a game and all that for the Eagles to get the one seed. We'll talk about that later on in the week. But the Eagles are in a good spot right now. And any team that would have to come to the link in January, I pray for y'all. Because that defense and that running game, nobody's going to want to face that. Eagles sitting at 10-2 on the season. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by the Liberty Line. PhillyPod.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod. We'll be back tomorrow when the PFF grades and I get to review the film and all that stuff comes out. And we'll go into a little more detail tomorrow regarding this victory. But celebrate this one today, guys. Eagles in a good spot, 10-2, and firm control of the NFC East and right behind the Lions for the number one seed in the NFC. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. But until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.